Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Imagine you're a non-citizen living in Utah. When you open up your local newspaper after a long day at work, you find out that the federal government wants to register you as a potential threat to national security. According to the newspaper, you'll need to report to the nearest post office, where you'll complete a questionnaire and then be fingerprinted. At the post office, you're told that after a few weeks, you'll get a registration card in the mail, and your fingerprints will be sent to the FBI. This may sound like a modern-day plan to root out anti-American terrorists, but it's not. The plan was actually part of the Alien Registration Act of 1940, in which more than 3 million people were expected to register with the government between August and December of that year. So-called loyal aliens were assured that their information would be kept secret, and that the only people who need fear were criminals and spies. The United States was still a year away from entering World War II, but many politicians were already jumpy about what they believed were potential threats coming from foreign-born immigrants. Bingham Canyon was the Utah center for the registration effort. All non-citizens, 14 years old and up, were required to register in person. They were obliged to give details about their foreign military service, how they entered the country, what their occupation was, and the clubs they belonged to. They were also to provide a list of their relatives living in the United States. Those who ignored the government's order faced a $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail. Only two cases were prosecuted under the Alien Registration Act during World War II. In later years, however, the law was used to silence communists, socialists, and fascists. In 1957, the U.S. Supreme Court declared that some of its provisions were unconstitutional, but the law is still on the books. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.